U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill was upbeat Wednesday about the ongoing nuclear talks in Beijing, saying he has accepted a Chinese proposal to keep the talks going until at least Friday.
The discussions for us have been very useful in the last day and a half. I think it's worth our while continuing on this.
China, Russia, the United States, South Korea, and Japan are meeting here for a sixth formal time in 3 years to try to persuade North Korea to live up to its pledges to be nuclear weapons free in exchange for financial and diplomatic benefits. Hill said he was far more optimistic Wednesday than on Monday, the opening day of the talks, when North Korea declared itself a nuclear power and demanded all United Nations and United States sanctions against it be lifted.
I felt, you know, when we started Monday morning, to be frank, Monday was kind of a difficult day, and the idea that I'd still be here Wednesday night telling you it was useful to continue, I frankly didn't think I would be saying that.
In September of last year, North Korea signed an agreement with the five nations in which it agreed in principle to dismantle its nuclear capabilities within a framework of dialogue and cooperation. Hill says the focus of this week's talks is finding real steps Pyongyang can take to actually implement that promise.
Certainly, we are talking about much more than just agreeing on things on paper. We're discussing actual developments on the ground.
Hill declined to provide details at this point about what those steps may be. However, experts say they may involve Pyongyang freezing its main nuclear reactor in exchange for certain security guarantees by the United States. North Korea has long based its pursuit of nuclear weapons on its perception of a hostile attitude by the United States. Washington says it has no plans to attack the North. Hill says what is important is for the process to be set in motion soon.
It's requiring people to do things within specific amounts of time.
What kind of specific amounts of time?
We think things should get underway within, do I want to give a date? No, I'm not going to give you a date, actually, but...
A year?
No, it's a lot shorter than a year.
One of North Korea's key demands is an end to financial steps Washington says it took to protect its banking system from money laundering and counterfeiting by Pyongyang. Senior U.S. Treasury official Daniel Glazer said Wednesday the talks he has held with his North Korean counterparts on the sidelines of the six-party negotiations were businesslike and useful. Glazer planned to return to Washington Thursday, but says the two delegations may meet again next month in New York. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Beijing.